Peyton Tucker, Colby Crye, and Houston Habiger. Caden Baker, Easton Graves. Your starting five for Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central will start Leighton Thomas, Carter Hike, Jackson Haverkamp, Jack Mackey, and Caleb Schmelsley. We'll go through the starters in more detail after a quick timeout. We get patriotic with it. Starters again, an opening tip-off of the boys' game coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game tonight here at Perry LeCompton with Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tedman with you on KNCA. Perry LeCompton, number 9 ranked in the 3A classification this week under fifth-year head coach Matt Simmons. They're 8-2 and 2-2 in league play. Again, let's go through the starters for Perry LeCompton here tonight. Dayton Tucker, a 6'1 senior, averaging south of 9 points per game. In the backcourt as well is Colby Crine, a 5'8 senior. Second leading scorer for the cause at 12.4 points per game. Caden Baker, a 6'5 junior forward at 5 points and nearly 8 rebounds a contest. And then kind of the two big keys for the success for Perry this season so far. How about the point guard, 5'11 junior, Easton Graves, averaging 8 points. But how about this? One of the top assist men in the Big East. He's averaging 6 assists per game to go along with 2 rebounds and the 8 points per. And then the leading scorer, and right now one of the best players in the Big East coming into tonight, that is 6'3 junior forward, Houston Habiger. Last two games, this week, Monday night in the 5-point loss to Jeff West, he poured in 29 points, and then followed that up Tuesday night in the 3-point win at Donovan West with 27 more points. He's averaging almost 19 a game to lead Perry LeCompton. So again, for Matt Simmons and the cause tonight, Tucker, Crine, Habiger, Baker, and Graves. Unconventional as we went the home team first, but Nemaha Central under 31st-year head coach John Thomas. Thunder have lost 4 straight and are 4-5 and 0-2 in league play. The point guard is Leighton Thomas, 6-foot senior, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Also on the perimeter, Carter Hike, a 5'11 senior at just south of 6 points per game. Getting a start tonight is Jackson Haverkamp, a 6'1 junior, just his 4th appearance so far this season. And then the two forwards, 6'4 senior Jack Mackey, 5 points and 5 rebounds a game. And then the leading scorer for the Thunder, 6'4 junior Caleb Schmelsley, at just south of 13 points and 5 rebounds a game. So again, for Nemaha Central, it is Thomas, it is Hike, Haverkamp, Mackey, and Schmelsley. Boys game about to tip things up, and the opening tip-off is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Again, it was all Nemaha Central in the girls game tonight. A 21-point Thunder victory at 60-39. Thunder girls 3-0 in league play, and they have won 5 consecutive games. Perry LeCompton in the home white uniforms. They'll go right to left offensively in the first half of play. Nemaha Central in the road. Purples, white numerals and lettering trimmed in blue. It'll be Schmelsley to tip off against Dayton Tucker. Thunder going offensively left to right in the first half of play. Nemaha Central won the meeting last season 49-24. Their first meeting of 2026, and the tip-off is won by Nemaha Central, and here we go. Thunder offense averaging 46 points per game, but just 34 points per game during this four-game losing streak. Perry LeCompton defensively gives it up at right at 50 points per game. Shot clock at 19. Here's Carter Hike, right wing. Now Mackey, short corner. Spinning, looking at the bucket, back out to Hike. Now Thomas, he looks up, sees 11, now 10 on the shot clock. Into the corner at Schmelzley. Hand down, man down, he drills a left corner three over Houston Hagger. Caleb Schmelzley knocks in his 10th made three this season, and nearly 40 seconds in, Thunder out to a 3-0 lead. First offensive touch for Perry LeCompton. Here's Houston Habiger, averaging 19 points per game this season. And a three is on the way, and it's going to go bounce up off the heel and then over the shot clock. It was missed by Easton Graves, and a one-and-done possession there for Perry LeCompton. Thunder a 3-0 lead about a minute into this game. Here's Thomas. Again, this Thunder team losing to the rival Sabetha. 44-39, we were there for it on a Tuesday night. Thomas, a three from NBA range. Straight away, he delivers. Leighton Thomas, his 13th made three this season, and a 6-0 start for Nemaha Central, and a foul on the Thunder going against Caleb Schmelzley, his first. Now, you don't want Caleb Schmelzley to get into early foul trouble, that is for sure. Leading scorer for the Thunder. Two possessions and two threes. Nemaha out to a 6-0 lead, trying to answer left side, short on a Dayton Tucker three. Caleb Schmelzley the rebound, and Nemaha's strong start continuing here. Potential to add to a 6-0 lead. Hike down on the block, right side at Schmelzley. He's backed out near the corner. Now Hike, right wing. Little ball fake, puts it down, gets to the free throw line. Back up top to Leighton Thomas. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Schmelzley in the corner where he hit just a moment ago. Now a dart pass to Hike, going to work from the free throw line, dribbles it in, and lays it in with the left hand. Carter Hike on the board. He's got his first deuce. 8-0 start here for Nemaha Central on the road about 2 minutes into the game. Here's Habiger, trying to be the athlete of the week for his two games this week and what he's been able to do with 29 and 27. And inside, a whistle and a foul. Caden Baker going to work on the block, and he's going to shoot two. Nemaha foul going against Hike, and that is his first in team foul number two. So here is Caden Baker at the line, trying to get the cause on the board. Nemaha out to an 8-0 advantage. And Baker able to do so. He knocks in the first free throw. Well, he has struggled in that category, just 42% at the line coming in. Perry LeCompton as a team at 63%. Baker's second, off the heel, high rebound, pulled down by Caleb Schmelzley. 8-1, Nemaha Central, 5:55 to go, clock moving first quarter. Schmelzley left side, Thomas, another deep left wing three, this one short, just grazing the rim and crying the long rebound for Perry LeCompton. Cause down seven, 5:44 to go in the quarter. Picked up on the left wing is Tucker, and losing it out of bounds in the corner is Easton Graves, and it's the first turnover on Perry LeCompton tonight. First sub in for Nemaha Central, it's Jaden Seitz. 6-foot senior guard. He'll take the spot of Mackey. So a little bit smaller of a lineup here for head coach John Thomas and crew. Good start for the Thunder. They lead 8-1. Here's Schmelzley in the corner. Cut off. Habiger, good defense, forcing a kick out to Thomas. Now left side to Hike on the wing. One dribble right. Now going back left. Schmelzley on the wing. And good defense here by Habiger. Schmelzley in the lane. Hanging and missing. Second chance up and no good by Haverkamp. And then ripping away the rebound was Baker. And then a foul on Nemaha Central. So the Thunder had a second chance opportunity with Jackson Haverkamp at the offensive board. He was unable to get it to go, and the foul on Nemaha Central against Haverkamp, his first in team third. That gets Mackey right back to the scorers table, and that will be a sub out for Haverkamp. 5:18 to go, boys tilt. First quarter of action, 8-1, the Nemaha Central lead. A three by Thomas, a three by Schmelzley, and a deuce from Carter Hike. Lone point for Perry LeCompton off the hand of Caden Baker at the free throw line. Into the front court is Easton Graves, one of the best point guards in this league. Long over the top pass into the right corner. Here's Krein diving in from the right wing, lost his footing, kicks it out into the right corner. Tucker curls in. Nice left side pass to Graves. For three, he got it. Easton Graves. He can do it on offense with the shot as well. His 13th made three this season. Hike to the rack, and a tough shot, no good, but a foul. Boy, Carter Hike showing a little aggression here. Offensively in the first quarter, he's going to shoot two. Perry LeCompton foul on Easton Graves, and the first cause foul here in tonight's game. Here's Carter Hike at the line for two. And his first free throw, Pierre. 55% coming in, and now he's 60%, 6-10 on the year with that first make. Makes it 9-4 Thunder. His second. And that one rims out, no. Rebound for Perry LeCompton's Caden Baker. So a 5 points. Nemaha Central lead at 9-4. 4:43 to go. Oh, Carter Height got put on his back. A deep three. Oh, it's way off the target by Easton Graves. And a rebound pushing now for Leighton Thomas and crew. Lost it on the right wing. Shovels it. Now Seitz on the block. Going to work. Underhand pass back up top. Schmelzley. Little jab fake. Left elbow. Steps in. Right hander is good. Caleb Schmelzley nicely played. Schmelzley with five, and it's 11-4. Nemaha Central, 4:20 to go here. Clock moving south in the first quarter of play. Thunder looking for a sweep tonight. It was all Thunder girls, 60-39 in the first game, and now they got a lot of body contact inside, but no foul. Ball's out of bounds. It'll stay with Perry LeCompton. 4:07 to go in the quarter. 11-4, the Thunder lead. Throwing it in is Easton Graves. Right side of his own backboard. Trying to get it to Haviger on the block. Now he kicks out into the corner, guarded by Schmelzley. Haviger, tough pull-up from the right corner. It is long, but a backside rebound by Baker. Kicking it up top for a three. That one is well off the target by Colby Krein. Speaking of Colby Krein, he had 28 points and set a school record for threes in a game earlier this season in their big, I shouldn't say big win. It was close against Holton, 72-65. But Krein, the new Perry LeCompton record holder for threes in a game, did so earlier in December. 11-4 Thunder. Here's Schmelzley, right corner triple. It was on target but long, and a nice strong rebound here. Caden Baker already 4 rebounds in this first quarter for Perry LeCompton. Cause working it back into the front court, right to left. There's a whistle and a foul. Easton Graves hop-stepping in the lane through two defenders, and they get the foul on Jack Mackey, his first. And team foul number 4. We'll see Thomas Marcelino Jr. into the game, a junior. 6-1 for Perry LeCompton. Here's Marcelino. Gets the inbounds pass. His first touch. Curls to the right block. Tough shot over Mackey. Good defense. Airballs it. A little bit too strong. Rebound for Caleb Strothman, who's also into the game for NC. 3:23 clock moving first quarter. Thunder with the ball, leading by 7. Here's Mackey straight away, guarded by Marcelino, and coming back to get it right there is Strothman. Goes one dribble left, kicks a long pass right on the wing here to Carter Hike. Hike picking up the dribble, bouncing it short corner. Waiting, firing it back up top, Schmelzley to Strothman. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Hike's got to get a shot up. He drives one. He got a shot up, and he got it to go. Carter Hike at the end of the shot clock. And 5 first quarter points for Carter Hike, and it's 13-4, Nemaha Central by 9. 2:50 and counting in this first 8 minutes. Here is Habaker. 19 points per game. He's looking for his first basket, and it's a right wing three. Bottoms. First bucket tonight. How about the 32nd made three this season for Habaker, and he hits it at a 45% clip. 13-7. Cause down 6. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the first. Thunder with the possession. Schmelzley in the corner. Little ball fake. Another jab step. Now inside to Seitz. Has a matchup he likes. Shot, no, but a foul. And Jaden Seitz took the line to shoot 2. 5th Perry LeCompton foul in the opening quarter. And it's going to be number 2 on Easton Graves. Both teams going to sub in here after Seitz shoots his first free throw attempt of the season. And he got it to go. Appearing in his 7th game this year. First point tonight for Jaden Seitz. Jackson Haverkamp back in. Also, we'll see Jordan Lewis into the game. First time for Nemaha Central. And Dayton Tucker back in as well for Perry LeCompton. Seitz makes the second. He goes 2-for-2. I think Perry LeCompton wants a timeout here. And it's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Boys contest. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Nemaha Central leading here at Perry LeCompton, 15-7. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tadman with you. Don't forget, after our broadcast here, Jake and Boz, another rendition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. One other girls' final of notes in the Big East tonight. It was Silver Lake improving to 9-0. They blast Holton 65-28. Catch that on both the Holton and Silver Lake channels, courtesy of MSC Sports. Back to it after the 30-second timeout. 15-7, Nemaha Central, 2:14 and counting first quarter. Cause down and with the possession. Caleb Confer is checked into the game. Here's another three, and it's missed by Habiger, but a long rebound tipped away on the perimeter. Easton Graves, and then he's bumped to the floor and fouled. Good sportsmanship there for Sykes to help him off the deck. And Schmelsley picks up his second foul for Nemaha Central. And that is number five, which puts Easton Graves at the line to shoot two. One of the best distributors in the Big East, averaging six assists per game. 8 points and shy of three rebounds as well. And at the line, that first free throw, no good. Now 8 of 15 at the line this season. After that miss, Schmelsley has to come out here for NC with his second foul. As Leighton Thomas checks in for him. We're at 2:03 to go in the first, 15-7. Nemaha Central. Graves at the line for a second. And he missed them both. Rebound, Jaden Seitz. So into the front court, here is Strothman. 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. Nemaha Central, 15-7, their advantage. Here's Thomas. Now Jordan Lewis, his first touch, left side on the wing, guarded by Marcelino. Now they're looking for a pass inside, taken away by Habiger. First turnover by Nemaha Central. Thunder did a good job in transition there defensively. And we settle back in. Cause down 15-7, minute 35 and counting in this first. Here's Dayton Tucker on the left wing. One-handed dart pass over into the corner. Now Marcelino on the block. Kisses it off the window. Thomas Marcelino, his first bucket. 15-9. Thunder lead trimmed down to 6. 1:20 to go in the first. Here's Lewis. Thomas. Strothman curling around the arc. Dives in from the left wing. He's tied up with Marcelino. And that's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow back to the Cause, forcing a turnover there. Sub in for Perry LeCompton. Colby Krein back into the game. Carter Hike checking back in as well for NC, taking the spot of Caleb Strothman. Breather on the Cause bench, that's Easton Graves. 70 seconds and counting, first quarter. Cause get the possession back, down 15-9. Here's Colby Krein with it. Habiger, deep right wing triple. A little bit strong, but a rebound for Dayton Tucker. He'll fade away, can't get it to go. And then tipped into the hands of Confer, so another opportunity here. And then it's knocked away by Hike and a steal. Turnover by Perry. One on three, Hike all the way, spins it up and in. A little English off the window. Carter Hike, 7 in the first quarter, 17-9. Thunder by 8, 40 seconds to go, about 9 seconds. Difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here's Habiger, little hesitation dribble. Right baseline, Marcelino wide open in the paint. Little too strong on an open jump shot. And maybe a frustration foul on Thomas Marcelino. No one within 2 feet of him. That short shot inside, he was wide open. It was off the heel, tried to fight for his own rebound, pulled in by Sykes. And the Thunder get it back with the shot clock turned off. 29 seconds to go in the quarter. They lead it 17-9 here on the road. Casual into the front court, Leighton Thomas. Thomas pretty quiet in that loss to Sabetha on Tuesday. 5 points in that one. Here's Haverkamp, diving in, shooting it, and scoring it. Hanging and hitting is number 24, Jackson Haverkamp. A 10-point Nemaha Central lead, 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Habiger, got by Hike, got to the rack, too easy, he'll lay it in at the buzzer. Big shot for Houston Habiger, he's got 5, and that takes us to the end of 1. Nemaha Central, they've led it from the jump. Thunder 19, Cause 11. Second quarter action after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA, boys game at Perry LeCompton, entering quarter number two. Thunder of Nemaha Central, they've led it from the jump. 19-11 as we go to quarter number two. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Thunder with the lead, opening possession of the second. Mackey using strength, getting to the rack from the left baseline. He scores it off the window. First bucket tonight for Jack Mackey. A 10-point lead, 21-11, Nemaha Central. First possession for the cause. Habiger, strong drive, and loading one from the left baseline up and in. Seven now for Habiger, makes it 21-13 Thunder. We've played 35 seconds of the second quarter. Mason Chulions on the floor, first time tonight for Nemaha Central. Hike in the paint, picks it up, right side kick. Haverkamp a three, it is long, fighting for that rebound all the way out near midcourt, and it's knocked out of bounds. A couple bodies hit the floor. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. Good hustle on the side of both Caden Baker and Carter Hike. Thunder 16 on the shot clock. That three did not draw any iron. So we're down to 13 as Hike has it on the right wing. Zone defense right now for the cause. 2-3 variety. Clayton Thomas, a deep one. Can't get it to go. Right side of the rim. And then it's ripped away by Haverkamp. And then Mackey on a putback. He gets it up and in. Multiple opportunities and finally finished off on the putback by Mackey. 23-13, lead back to 10. 6:49 to go in the half. Here's Habiger. Nice dump down. Tucker is hammered by Mackey and fouled. Or correction, that was Caden Baker. Beg your pardon. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two. So Mackey, physical with the foul. Saying, you're going to have to earn this at the line. He wasn't going to make it easy. First foul on either side here in the second quarter. Baker, just 1 point in this first half, and he's now 1-for-3 at the line after that first miss. He has corralled 4 rebounds to lead the cause in that category so far. 23-13, Nemaha Central by 10. It's their third different 10-point lead of this first half, and he missed them both, and a rebound to Carter Hike. Cause have not been good at the free throw line here in the first half. 10-point lead for the Thunder. 6:35 to go, quarter two. Here's Hike up top. One of the best football players Kansas has ever seen. Chulion's lefty three, right corner, rattles it home, and then a whistle after the three was made, and a foul on the floor. Let's see what the call is here. They say it is good from Chulion's, the three count. And then the foul inside was on Jack Mackey, trying to position himself for a rebound there. So that's tough. Mackey picks up his third. He has to come out. Caden Seitz in for him, but again, the three by Chulions makes it a baker's dozen now for the Thunder here on the road, 26-13. Not quite 2 minutes into the second. Here's Habiger in the corner. Long skip pass to the right wing. Here's Colby Krein. Now Tucker. He is wide open for three. Boy, nearly banked it in from the right corner, but a long rebound corralled by Leighton Thomas. Nemaha trying to build on a 13-point lead. Here's Seitz. Left block. Straightaway pass up top. Haverkamp to Hike, corner three, right side, a little bit long. Seitz had it for a moment, and then it was tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay here with Nemaha Central. Thomas Marcelino back into the game for Perry LeCompton. He'll take the spot at Dayton Tucker. 5:53 to go, first half. 26-13, Nemaha Central. Thunder looking for a sweep tonight here in Big East League play. Here's Thomas. Boy, couldn't be more wide open, but can't make the three from the left wing. Marcelino had it for a second. And now another deep three off the pass to the right wing. Ball goes out of bounds. Chulions tried a heat check, but boy, the cause just can't get this possession back. Both teams have done a good job in terms of not a ton of turnovers. Here's Seitz on the inbounds from Hike. A little up and under. No, they're going to call a travel. So Seitz turns it over. Right when I talk about the turnovers being fairly low, Seitz gets called for a travel, and the third turnover of the half by Nemaha Central, but the Thunder leading it 26-13, 5:35 left to go, second quarter. Thunder drop back to a 1-3-1 zone up top of it, Mason Chulion. Here is Baker, they get it to the middle, left side, Graves, open for three, couldn't get it to go, and this is going to be a foul on Caden Baker on the rebound attempt, and it's going back to Nemaha Central. First foul on Baker. It is the first foul on Perry here in quarter number two. We got 5:21 to go until the half. 26-13, the Nemaha Central lead. They have led it from the jump. They led it 19-11 at the end of one. Now that lead is 13. Here's Leighton Thomas down the middle of the floor, into the front court, stops between the rings. Now a left side pass to Hike on the wing. Backs it back to Thomas up top. Thomas now angles right, goes to Shulion's right. Little jab fake, back up top to Hike, who hands it off to Haverkamp right there. Now Shulion gets a Haverkamp screen, not much with it. Now Leighton Thomas, NBA range, left wing three, that's an air ball, but an offensive rebound by Haverkamp, chasing it down in the corner for another O rebound to keep another possession alive for the Thunder. Thomas in the lane, spinning, now Sites on the block, little post move, shot with the left hand, that one won't go off the window, finally cleared away by Thomas Marcelino. Here's Perry LeCompton into the front court, 4:40 to go in the half. Haviger deep three, that's an air ball. And Haviger cold here in the first half. He's trying everything he can to get his team back in it, but I don't think Matt Simmons really appreciated that shot all too much. And Haviger will come out. We'll see Caleb Confer into the game. Second stint for him tonight in this first half for Perry LeCompton. So Nemaha doing a great job on defense here, and they lead it by 13 at 4.5 minutes to go in the half. And the possession for the Thunder here in the front court. Thomas high left. Ooh, he slipped. Lost the ball. Hike able to chase it down. Right back to Thomas. Now Strothman. Baseline drive. Cut off. Hike at the elbow. Hobbs step through two. Tough shot through traffic. And the strong number 22, Carter Hike. Another bucket. He's got 9. Largest lead for the Thunder now at 15. It's 28-13. Here's Marcelino left wing. He'll try a 3. Front rim, no. Baker high for the rebound. Nice ball fake. He'll stick it up and in. Caden Baker with an offensive rebound, and he's got 3, makes it 28-15. Shulion's right back up the floor, and he delivers a triple and a timeout on the floor. Matt Simmons is furious on that possession. They did not get back, and a wide-open left-wing 3 by Shulion's gives the Thunder a 16-point lead at 31-15. The full timeout will follow suit under 4 minutes to go until half. Brandon Sabin and Megan Certain with you. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with you on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tadman here at Perry LeCompton. And the Nemaha Central boys, how about it? 31-15, they lead Perry as we are under the halfway point here of quarter number two, 3:53 to go in this second to be exact. Boy, Matt Simmons, Perry LeCompton coach, furious on that last sequence, which ended with a Mason Shulion's right wing three in transition to get that Nemaha lead to 16, which is the largest in the first half. They have led it wire to wire. Here's Caden Baker on the block. He'll spin left. Sites good defense. Strothman there with the double, and the Cavs have to kick it back out. Here's Confer, taking right, now back up to Krein, left side it goes to Graves. Nemaha going 2-3, 10 on the shot clock here. Marcelino, pull up, at the free throw line, he got it. Thomas Marcelino now has 4. Good play out of the timeout, makes it 31-17. 14-point advantage for the Thunder, 3:18 and counting, in quarter number 2. Here's Carter Hike directing traffic. Kind of a lazy pass to Thomas, now between the rings out high with Shulion, who has a couple of threes here in this quarter. 18 and counting on the shot clock. Perry trying to ramp it up man-to-man defensively here. Both teams have switched it up on this end of the floor. Shulion's back up top. Now Sites inside, guarded by Baker. A lot of contact. Ooh, and a hard fall by Sites. But he jumps back up quickly. He'll shoot free throws. Good minutes here for Jaden Sites. A couple bodies around him. Let's check the call. And it's the second foul on Marcelino. Dayton Tucker about to check back in for the cause. Sites, 2 points tonight, both via the free throw line, and make it 3 for 3 as he knocks in the first here. Mentioned Tucker checking back in. He'll take the spot of Colby Krein. Nemaha Central defending league champs, trying to avoid an 0-3 league start. And Sykes able to connect on the second free throw. All four of his points from the line. And another sub quickly in for Nemaha Central after that second make. Jordan Lewis checks back in and takes the spot of Carter Hike. So the lead is 16. 33-17, Nemaha Central, 3:52 to go until the half. Here's Tucker. Nemaha still going zone here. Now Baker back up top. Nice move by Graves to get in the lane and tried to find a man on the backside and Baker. Nemaha didn't touch it. Caught saying that it should be their ball, but the official says no go. Turnover on Perry, their fourth of the half. Here's Houston Haviger back into the game. He's been, I don't want to say all that quiet. He was averaging 19. He does have 7, but didn't miss the last couple of minutes here. But he's back on the floor, going to try to help the cost chip away. About to the 2:30 mark of quarter number 2, with Nemaha leading it by 16. Largest lead of the half so far. Here's Strothman off a curl. Now Sykes inside. Bounce back up top to Strothman. Strothman drives in. Now on the right wing, it's Lewis. He'll go left wing. Now Shulion. Back to Thomas. 10 seconds on the shot clock here for the Thunder. Curling around the arc. With the basketball is Thomas. Bouncing up top to Strothman. Just 4 seconds left. They get it to Leighton Thomas. He has a good look from three. Front rim, no. Fighting for the rebound, it's Thomas Marcelino for Perry LeCompton. 33-17 Thunder. 2 minutes to go until the half. Here's Haviger, right side. And an offensive foul. Use the left arm to push off on Strothman, and that's going to be called 9 times out of 10. So Haviger picks up his first. 5 turnovers now. Matt Simmons did not agree. Saying something to the official along the way back. Thunder leading 33-17 with the possession. South of 2 minutes to go, quarter number 2. Here's Shulion's around a sight screen. Defended well there by the cause. Now Lewis, Shulion, Thomas right side. They reverse it back left wing here. Strothman has it, guarded by Marcelino. Gets to the right elbow. Thomas, no hezzy. Deep three. It was on target, but strong. Fighting for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds. It goes back to Perry LeCompton. Strothman had a chance for that offensive rebound. Couple subs back in. Colby Krine taking the spot of Confer. And Haverkamp back in for Nemaha, taking the spot of Leighton Thomas. Down to 1:35 and moving. Quarter number 2. It's been all Thunder, 33-17. Easton Graves with the basketball. Right side, Krine a 3. Desperately needed it. A right side triple for Colby Krine. His first points tonight. Makes it 33-20. And now under 1:20 to go in the half. Thunder back up the floor quickly. Cause we're ready. Here's Haverkamp a touch. Triple threat. 1 dribble left. Top of the circle. Left side it goes to Lewis. He'll dribble around the arc. Now a right side pass to Strothman on the wing. And then Haverkamp up top. And right back to Shulion. Perimeter passing here for the Thunder. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Strothman backed out. Good defense by Perry. Under a minute to go in the quarter. 6 seconds here on the shot clock. Strothman looking. Bouncing. No, he kept it. 1 second. They got to get a shot up in the cause force. A shot clock violation. Tremendous defense there by Perry, forcing the fourth turnover of the half on Nemaha Central. 46 seconds to go. 11-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. 33-20. Baker's dozen lead for Nemaha Central. Matt Simmons barking out the call to his teammates. Or his players, I should say. Boy, if Matt Simmons could suit up, that'd be a heavy advantage for Perry LeCompton. Going to work. Right side pass. Dayton Tucker. Corner 3. It's an air ball. Fighting for the rebound and then a whistle inside. Let's check the call. Sykes hit the floor, so he might have been bumped down. It is a Perry LeCompton foul on the rebound attempt. They get Thomas Marcelino with his third. That'll bring back Caden Baker. Marcelino's got to come out with a 3 foul. So the shot clock is turned off. Thunder leading by 13. 28 seconds to go. Schmelzley's going to check back in. He's missed some time. He picked up a couple early fouls. Carter Hike going to check back in as well. Thomas and Strothman getting breathers here. And what could be the final possession of the first half. Nemaha Central led 19-11 at the end of one. They lead it by 13 right now, 23 seconds and counting, as Hike works it into the front court. Between the rings out high, keeping that dribble. They bounce it to Schmelzley at the free throw line. He'll turn and face on Haviger. Works right, spins left. And what's the call? They're going to say 3 seconds on Schmelzley in the lane, so a turnover by NC. So now 15 seconds to work here for Perry LeCompton. As quickly back in for the Thunder, it'll be Leighton Thomas for Schmelzley. Little offense for defense here. They want Schmelzley to pick up a 3rd foul here late in the first half. So here we go, 12 seconds and counting. Here's Colby Krine right at midcourt. Down to 8 seconds, going to work. gets in the lane, little floater, no good, missing left, fighting for the rebound, it goes out of bounds, and it's going back to Nemaha Central. Pretty decent look for Colby Crime, but now the Thunder with 3.6 seconds to work, and they got to work the full length of the floor. And again, the offense for defense subs here is Schmelzley comes back in, also Jordan Lewis as well. Thomas, Hike, and Shulions are on the floor here for Nemaha Central. Let's see what they dial up here. 3.6 seconds. And now we get an inadvertent buzzer. And now we get a awkward stoppage of play. Matt Simmons, I believe, is asking for a technical foul. I'm not sure what the issue was. The buzzer went off after the pass went in. It was inadvertent for sure. Now the officials are huddled up. 33-20, Nemaha Central leading. 3.6 seconds to go until the half. And let's see if we can get kind of hard where we're sitting to really hear any explanation that the official is giving to cause head coach Matt Simmons. Well, Matt Simmons didn't like whatever that ref just told him, I can tell you that. So we're going to retry it again with Schmelzley to throw it in. They got to go the full length of the floor. Here's Shulions, 2 seconds, half court, it'll count, and it's off the target. And that'll take us to the end of the first half, and Matt Simmons still wants a conversation with the official heading into the halftime locker room. But nonetheless, Nemaha Central, they have led it from the jump. 19-11 at the end of one. They lead at 33-20 here at the halftime break. Our boys' halftime coverage coming your way next. Halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Thunder by a baker's dozen. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Press the first half. Nemaha Central boys here on the road at Perry LeCompton. Thunder leading the cause here at the halftime break, 33-20. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tabman here on KNCA. Our halftime coverage presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu. Well, Nemaha Central, the Bakers doesn't lead. They have led by as many as 16 on a couple occasions in that second quarter, but right now 33-20 here at the halftime break. Nemaha Central, 9 points in the first half from Carter Hike. He leads that category. Mason Chulion's off the bench. He had 2 threes and 6 points in the second quarter. 5 points in the game from Caleb Schmelzley. They got 4 from Jaden Seitz. Outside of that, 4 from Jack Mackey, 3 from Leighton Thomas, and 2 from Jackson Haverkamp. For Perry LeCompton, they're led in the first half by Houston Habiger with 7. Nemaha Central doing a great job defensively on him. Outside of that, for Perry, they got 4 off the bench from Thomas Marcelino and then three apiece from Easton Graves, Colby Krein, and Caden Baker. Some of the team numbers, starting with Nemaha Central, just 5 turnovers in the first half. They were 5 of 6 at the line. They had 13 rebounds and hit 4 threes. For Perry LeCompton, they had 5 first-half turnovers. They were just 1 of 6 at the line. They had 12 team rebounds, and they hit 2 from the outside. Boys halftime here on KNZA. Nemaha Central on the road, leading Perry LeCompton 33-20. We'll have more halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here at Perry LeCompton, Nemaha Central boys leading on the road against the cause, 33-20. Here at the halftime break, Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Well, let's get you some finals from the Big East League on the girls' side. And a couple intriguing matchups here tonight. Of course, if you're just joining us, it was all Thunder in the girls' game, defeating the cause 60-39. Thunder girls have now won 5 consecutive games, by the way. They're 7-3 and undefeated in league play. Crucial matchup between Jeff West on the road at Raleigh County and the Tigers getting a big win, going to 6-2 on the year, 50-43. Big win for Jeff West on the road. Hiawatha, they stay undefeated as they beat a scrappy Rossville squad, 54-46. So the Lady Redhawks now 10-0 on the young season. Sabetha, 40-33, their second win of the year. They defeat St. Mary's. And then the other Big East League score on the girls' side tonight, Silver Lake, they go to 9-0. They blast Holton at final 65-28. Final 2-minute timeout, second half, coming your way next. You're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgeries, trauma care, and life-saving treatment every single day. One donation can help up to 3 people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. Moments away from the start of the second half in the boys' tilt with Nemaha Central leading on the road at Perry LeCompton 33-20. Reich leading the Thunder in the first half with 9 points, 7 of those 9 in the first 8 minutes. Mason Chulion's off the bench providing a spark in quarter number 2 with 2 threes and 6 points. Houston Habiger leading Perry LeCompton in the scoring department with 7. Nemaha Central led it 19-11 at the end of 1, and right now 33-20 as we're set to start the third quarter of action. It'll be Haverkamp, Hike, Thomas, Schmelsley, and Mackey. Starters tonight on the floor, again, Jackson Haverkamp getting a start, 6'1 junior, just appearing in his fourth game of the season for John Thomas and NC. He chipped in with 2 points, 3 rebounds in that first half. Matt Simmons, a final quick word with his team as they will send out Colby Krine, Easton Graves, Caden Baker, Dayton Tucker, and Houston Habiger. Both teams rocking the starters here as we begin the third quarter. Perry LeCompton down 13. They now go left to right here in this third quarter, and they nearly turned it over. Schmelsley just barely got a fingertip on it, goes out of bounds underneath, so Perry throws it in. 8 seconds into the third quarter, 33-20, the Nemaha Central lead. They have led by as many as 16 tonight. Nice bounce pass inside from Habiger. Baker off balance, can't get it to go with the right hand, and a rebound off the miss by Leighton Thomas. Thunder get a stop on the cause first possession. Schmelsley has it on the right wing, up top to Hike. Trying to go to work. Gets to the right elbow. Kicks it up top now to Leighton Thomas, who reset. 30 seconds into the third quarter. Thunder with their first possession, leading by 13. Schmelsley fading away. Tough shot from the right baseline. Mackey had it for a second. He's able to corral the offensive rebound. And a reset here for Nemaha Central. Schmelsley back to Hike up top. A little more to the right. Now a left side pass here to Leighton Thomas. Cause going man-to-man here to start the third quarter. Schmelsley left wing. Darts a pass to Hike on the right wing. Holds it at the right hip. Puts it on one dribble. Picks it up there. Now Schmelsley in the corner. Closed out by Habiger. 13 seconds on the shot clock here. We've played a minute in the third. Schmelsley, ball fake in the lane. Shot up. No. Fighting for the rebound inside. Pulled down by Caden Baker. So the Cause get a stop. Both teams 0-for on their opening possession on offense here in the third quarter. Here's Habiger going to work on Thomas. Gets to the right block. Kicks it back to the wing. Now diving inside is Graves. Lost it. Kicking left. Saving it. Ball's in the air. Tipped. And Schmelsley has it. It's a turnover by Perry LeCompton. And then Schmelsley had his pocket picked. A steal for Colby Krine. Krine had it knocked away by Hike. And they're going to say off Krine and out of bounds. Fans wanted a foul. They did not get it. Marcelino checks back in for Perry LeCompton. Officials heard the fans on that one. Carter Hike, a nice defensive play to get that ball back in possession for Nemaha Central. We have been scoreless in the third quarter. Still 33-20, Nemaha Central. Here's Thomas, little ball fake on the left wing. Darts a pass short corner left side here to Schmelsley. Krine reaching, nothing doing. Now Hike at the free throw line. Little hop step looking for Mackey on a backside cut, taken away by Perry. Steal by Baker, little two-on-one break. High, soft, right-handed layup is up and good by Easton Graves. First points of the third quarter, 33-22, Nemaha Central by 11, just barely over 2 minutes gone by in this third. Here's Thomas, now Haverkamp, working around the arc from left to right. Schmelsey on the right wing, works back to the top of the key, trying to go to work, little hop step, they're going to call him for a travel. Elsley turns it over. Nemaha Central had just 5 total turnovers in the first half. They already got 3 here in the first 2:15 of this third quarter. Caleb Strothman going to check back in here for Nemaha Central. Schmelzley gets a breather. Coswell, bring it up into the front court here, down 11. Cause have not led at any points in this game. Trailed by as many as 16, but it's 11 at this point. 5:41, clock moving third quarter. Here is Graves into the front court, now crying straight away for 3. It was on target, but strong. Long rebound, chased down by Leighton Thomas. He's doubled and gets it off to Carter Hike. Hike, left side to Haverkamp, diving in from the left wing. He'll fake a pass, float a shot, no. Mackey tried the offensive rebound, and his second chance was no good, and then finally cleared away by Marcelino for Perry LeCompton. Marcelino, 4 rebounds off the bench. He'll try one straight away, a 3, swish. Nice sequence there for Thomas Marcelino, a defensive rebound and a straightaway triple, and it's 33-25. Causer within 8. John Thomas wants a full timeout. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central 33 and Perry LeCompton 25. We're back in 30 seconds right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game tonight here at Perry LeCompton. Cause have not led at any point. They were down 13 at the half, but they have scored the first 5 here in the third quarter at home to get to within 8. 33-25, Nemaha Central. Good minutes off the bench for Thomas Marcelino tonight. He just hit a 3 before that timeout. For Perry LeCompton, he's got 7, tied with Houston Habiger for the top spot in the scoring department tonight. After the timeout, about 3 minutes into the third, 8-point Nemaha Central lead. Baker got a hand on that pass, looking for Mackey inside. Cause last to touch it, so a reset here. 27 on the shot clock, so still plenty of time. 5:01 to go in the third. Thunder to throw it in underneath. Strothman faking the pass, fakes another. Dumps it into the backcourt with Leighton Thomas. Now 5 steps in front of midcourt, surveying the 2-3 defense being applied by the Cause. Here's Strothman on the wing right, closing out his Krein up top of that zone. Now Hike left elbow. Now back up top to Thomas. Haverkamp right side. Starts a pass into the lane. Hike in the paint. Fakes a pass, fades away, hits a tough shot. Carter Hike another 2. He's got 11 to lead Nemaha Central, 35-25. First points for the Thunder in the third quarter. They're back to a double-digit lead. 4.5 minutes and counting in this third. Nemaha going man-to-man here. Habiger getting it on the right block. Bump from behind and a foul on the Thunder. This one on Strothman. On the defensive effort, his first in team foul number 1 on either side here in the third. Dayton Tucker back in for Krein. Schmelzley checks in for Nemaha, replacing Jack Mackey. 4:27 to go, third quarter. 10-point Nemaha Central lead. Cause with the possession. They dump it near midcourt. Now right side on the wing, it's Easton Graves. Guarded by Hike. Rocking a sweet mustache. Looking for Marcelino inside. Another whistle, another Thunder foul. This time it goes against Jackson Haverkamp, his second, team foul number 2. Another opportunity to throw it in. It's Graves, taking a pass, looking inside, looking for Marcelino, and Hike comes away with a steal. Turnover, Perry LeCompton. Hike, he wants to go all the way himself, had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense in transition by Caden Baker, and it'll stay on this left side of the floor with Nemaha Central leading by 10, 35-25, 4:14 to go in the third. This is Strothman to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. Taking a pass, now Schmelzley left wing, puts it on the dribble, and working back towards the top of the key. Thomas a touch pass to Hike on the wing right. Still a 2-3 zone right now for the Cause. 22 on the shot clock, plenty of time. We're halfway into this third quarter. Thunder leading by 10 with the ball. Schmelzley, one dribble left, starts a pass. Thomas, deep left side 3, hits the rim twice, falls off. Marcelino going up high for the rebound. And then Hike rips it away, and he lays it in for 2. Carter Hike doing the Lord's work in there. And he's got 13. The lead is 12, 37-25. And Hyatt gets a foot on that pass, and he kicks it out of bounds. It'll stay here with Perry LeCompton. Caleb Confer checks back into the game here for Perry. Marcelino gets a breather. 3:37 now counting. Cause on the entry pass. They set it up for Graves. Open look off the right rim. Another good play by Carter Hike with a box out and a defensive rebound. Here's Carter Hike, maybe having his best game of the year, but a blocking foul is called now as Hike was working at the right elbow. Fans wanted an offensive foul, but instead a call on Dayton Tucker, his first, and team foul number three against the Cause in the quarter. Thunder to throw it in underneath. Mason Chulions is checking back in for the Thunder. Let's see who he replaces. That'll be Leighton Thomas. 3:24 to go in this third. 37-25, the Nemaha Central lead. They led by as many as 16 in the second quarter. As Chulions got a good look from the right corner. Can't make a three there. And a long rebound tipped out into the hands of Easton Graves. Graves, chest pass. Good extra one there by Confer. Into the corner. Tucker dives. Kicks it up top here to Habiger. Habiger going to work on Schmelzley. Right side pass. Dayton Tucker open. Triple. Yes. Good pass and good finish. A right side three for Dayton Tucker. His first bucket tonight. It's down to 9. 37-28 Thunder. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. Here's Strothman. Floater. Right side. Front rim no from 15. He fought for his own rebound, but they're going to call him for a foul. Strothman is second foul. Cause get it back down 9. 2:48 to go in the third. Jaden Seitz checking in here for Nemaha Central. Carter Hike, a much-needed breather. I think John Thomas and Nemaha Central want to take a quick timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, 2:48 to go, third quarter. 37-28, the Nemaha Central lead. They have led it wire to wire to this point, mentioning they had multiple 16-point leads in that first half, ultimately led it at 33-20 at the halftime break. Cause have cut it to single digits multiple times. They have got to within 8. That's the closest they've been here in this third quarter, but right now trailing by 9. Cause will have the possession out of this timeout. Head coach John Thomas, Nemaha Central, his 31st year at the helm. A win tonight for Nemaha will give him 529 career wins. Had a chance the last 4 to get that number, but again, the Thunder coming into tonight on a 4-game losing streak, but this is as good as they have looked since that win against Valley Heights in mid-December. So here we go, out of the timeout, 37-28 NC, Habiger, floater, through some contact, Matt Simmons wanted it and one, but either way, it's a deuce for Houston Habiger, and it's 37-30, closest that the Cause have been since the first half. 2:25 and counting. Here's Haverkamp for Nemaha. Now Chulions, little ball fake on the right wing. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Haverkamp over to Schmelzley, right wing. Cause have switched it up. They're back to man-to-man here defensively. Now Strothman a touch. Gets a sight screen. Not much with it. Had it knocked away. Chasing it down to Chulions. 9 seconds on the shot clock here for the Thunder. Just over 2 minutes to go in the third. Haverkamp, I don't know if he realizes that this shot clock is about to run out and Nemaha will not even get a shot up in time. The second shot clock violation forced by the Cause defensively, and they got momentum on their side, getting the ball back down 7. 2 minutes to go here in the third. So here is Perry working it into the front court from left to right. Easton Graves looking over to Matt Simmons to get the play call. Casual dribbles, angling right into the front court. Confer now into the corner. Wide open three. Houston Habiger, that's the one guy you can't leave open. His second three tonight, his 33rd of the year, and it's a 4-point game just like that, 37-33 Thunder. And an offensive foul quickly called on Calum Schmelzley, pushing off with the forearm on the right wing. And Schmelzley now 3 fouls, and Mackey quickly to the scorer's table. Cause were down by as many as 16 in the first half. They are quickly back to within 4. At 95 seconds to go here in the third. Habiger with 12, Marcelino with 7. Leading scorers for Perry LeCompton, Carter Hike 13, leading Nemaha Central. And now Confer up top, and we get another offensive foul, this time on Perry. And away from the ball, illegal screen called against Easton Graves. That's his third foul. And Simmons will keep him on the floor for now with the 3 fouls. Nemaha pulling in a late sub as Strothman comes out. Mackey, Seitz, Shulian, Schmelsley, and Thomas, the five on the floor here for Perry LeCompton. Easton Graves looked over to Matt Simmons before that ball was thrown in. Little tug at the jersey indicating, hey, I'm tired. I need a breather here. Minute 15 and counting, third quarter. It's a four-point Nemaha Central lead. They led by as many as 16, but we got a game now. Schmelsley, a little pull-up from the free-throw line. That is pure and buttery. Big bucket there. Schmelsley with seven, 39-33 Thunder, right back up the floor, whistling a foul on the floor. Stops the clock at 1:01 left in the frame. And the Thunder foul going against Layton Thomas. That's his first. And that is team foul number five. So free throws coming here for Easton Graves. 5 points, couple of rebounds tonight, 0 for 2 at the line. Cause at 63% as a team coming in, and that first free throw by Graves, up and in. Thomas Marcelino back into the game, replacing Caleb Confer. 39-34 Thunder. Second free throw on the way by Graves. That one missing off the right rim. He goes one for two, but Habiger an offensive rebound. Chance to add, under a minute to go. Cause. Habiger, right side on the wing. Good defense here by Schmelsley. Has to get rid of it before a five count, and he does so. Up top to Krein. Still about 26 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock here. Under a minute to go in the third. 39-34. Cause with the ball down five. Down to 11 seconds. Krein going to work on Julian. That is rejected by Schmelsley. My goodness, what a block. Schmelsley pushing the tempo here. 30 seconds to go. Shot clock is turned off. And now that pass taken away. Absolute thievery. And a layup is good by Dayton Tucker. 39-36. It's a one-possession game. 18 seconds and counting in the quarter. Perry fans loving the intensity here in the third quarter. Here's Schmelsley. 9 seconds to work. Had it knocked away. And a steal again for Perry LeCompton. All the way back up the floor. It goes out of bounds. And let's see. It's going to be Perry LeCompton ball. Nope. Take that back. Nemaha's got the ball. Cause tried to get one up the floor quickly. It must have been deflected by a call late there. So now, full length of the floor, Nemaha Central, they got to go. 4 seconds. Schmelsley, Thomas at midcourt. He throws it. Hits off the backboard, no good, left side. And we got a game going into the fourth quarter. Down by as many as 16 in the first half. Perry LeCompton, they're back to within three here at home. Thunder 39, Cause 36. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game going into the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central's 16-point first half lead all gone as we start the fourth. Thunder leading now by just three, 39-36 after a 16-6 cost third quarter. Schmelsley a three, front rim no. Backside rebound, one and done there for Nemaha Central. The rebound by Dayton Tucker. The Cause have not led at any point in this game tonight. A three would tie it. Here's Krein, right side. Now into the game, we'll see Rollin Welch. Boy, big minutes for Welch off the bench here. His first minutes tonight, early fourth. Here's Habiger. Little fadeaway Jay. Front rim, no. Marcelino working hard for an offensive rebound. Then he threw it off Jack Mackey and out of bounds to save that possession with a fresh shot clock. Well, Easton Graves quickly back in, and Welch, who gave all 37 hard seconds, take a seat back on the bench. Cause trailing by three, 39-36. 7:23 to go in the game. Cause will throw it in from the near side corner. Gets it right into Dayton Tucker. High right on the wing. Right-handed dribbles, picks it up. Now on a cut is Krein. Right side, it's Graves. Baseline drive, his pass to Marcelino. Shot, no, but a foul. And Marcelino has given some great minutes tonight. He's got 7 points and 6 rebounds, and he's got his first opportunity at the line early fourth with his team down just three. The foul was on Heikis, second, team foul number one. Marcelino at the line. Pure. Just his fifth free throw attempt this season. He's now 4 for 5, and he's got 8 points in this game tonight. Perry LeCompton ranks for the first time this season from the KBCA at number 9 and 3A. That second free throw no good. Battling for the rebound, and Omaha Central comes away with it. Here's Smelsley into the front court, about a minute into the fourth quarter. Thunder lead down to just two. Causes dominated both ends of the floor here in the second half, but the Thunder have not trailed at any point. Here's Hike working with the dribble. Right wing, back up top, Haverkamp. Left side pass to Smelsley, guarded by Haberger. Here's a screen by Haverkamp, little two-man game. Pass tipped up top to Mackey. Thomas, deep right side three, got it. Huge three by Leighton Thomas. His first point since the first quarter. It's his 14th made three of the season, and the lead is back to five at 42-37. We have played 90 seconds in the fourth quarter. Cause have it, down five up top. Here's Dayton Tucker. Thunder right now, man-to-man. Here's Marcelino. Now Krein in the lane. Bump. Taken away and a steal by Haverkamp. Turnover Perry. Fifth turnover of the second half in transition. Pull-up three is good by Caleb Schmelsley. And a quick 6-0 burst and a timeout. Perry LeCompton. It was down to two about 30 seconds ago. Back-to-back three. Thunder by eight. 45-37. 6:09 to go in the game. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perry LeCompton just sheer moments ago had this game to 39-37. But back-to-back threes by Leighton Thomas and Caleb Schmelsley for Omaha Central pushing that lead quickly back to eight, forcing Perry LeCompton to burn a timeout here early portions of the fourth quarter. It'll be Schmelsley, Thomas, Mackey, Haverkamp, and Hike on the floor. Out of the timeout for the Thunder, Tucker, Graves, Marcelino, Baker, and Haberger. Five on the floor out of the TO for Perry LeCompton. Cause down eight with the possession. 2 minutes in, six to go here in the fourth. Here's Baker, left block, kind of losing the footing, gathering, spinning on Mackey, kicks it to Marcelino for three. It is a little bit long, just grazing the iron. It goes out of bounds, and it's going back to Omaha Central. So the Thunder get a stop out of the timeout, trying to add to a 6-0 run here. They lead it by eight. And now we get a timeout, and we get a blood stoppage here. There's blood on the shorts of Marcelino. So Colby Krein's going to have to check in, and Marcelino's given some good minutes tonight, going to have to get some new shorts. Got 5:47 to go in the game. Cause are showing some pressure here in the full court. Schmelsley. Chest pass into Thomas, right back to Schmelsley, methodically moving it up the floor here, trying to break this 2-2-1 press, and they can't do so. Turnover Thunder, a steal there by Haberger. 45-37, Cause get it back down eight, 5.5 minutes to go. Here's Baker inside, wrapped around by four purple jerseys, and a steal for Haverkamp and Omaha Central. Here's Hike in the corner, backed out. Good defense there by Dayton Tucker. There's a trap, looking for Thomas on the right wing, and somehow saved it from going out of bounds, and Schmelsley now resets up top with 19 on the shot clock. 5:12 to go in the game. Thunder with it up 8. Here's a ball screen. Not much with it. Tip pass back to Mackey. Down to 11 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Thomas dribbling waist high, top of the circle. 5 minutes to go in the game. Thunder with it. Thomas deep, straightaway three, front rim no. Long rebound. Hike trying to grab it. It's at midcourt, and it's picked up by Colby Krein. Two-on-one break. Baker spins it up and in for two. Caden Baker with five, and it's 45-39 Thunder at 4:45 to go in the game. Thunder student section getting a little bit louder. Or correction, the cause. Beg your pardon. Student section getting a little bit more rowdy here on this defensive possession. Here's Schmelzley. No Hezzy on a deep one. In and out on a three. Mackey trying to fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. He's the last one to touch it. And the cause get a stop. Down six. So the blood on the shorts quickly taken care of for Thomas Marcelino. He's back into the game, replacing Caden Baker. Marcelino's been very good for Matt Simmons tonight off the bench with 8 points and six rebounds. Here's Krein into the front court. Habiger guarded by Schmelzley. Great matchup there. As a backdoor, Tucker trying to shovel it to Krein. Ball still on the deck. It's kicked out of bounds. Waiting for the call. It stays with Perry. 20 on the shot clock. 4:13 left in the game. Thunder leading 45-39. They're going to launch it way beyond midcourt. Chasing it down is Easton Graves, guarded by Carter Hike. Thunder going man-to-man. Easton Graves going between the legs with the low dribble. Hike just slowly backing up. Here's a high ball screen. Krein trying to figure out where to go now. He gets it back on the right wing. Krein for three. That is off the heel strong. Marcelino fighting for the rebound. And they're going to call a tie-up here with him and Mackey. Maybe some words exchanged there between Mackey and Marcelino, and I think Perry got bailed out there because that was a good box out by Mackey and probably should have been an over-the-back call on Marcelino, and Matt Simmons, with his body language, I would think agrees with me on that one. But nonetheless, cause havoc, and now an offensive foul on Marcelino, who shoved off before the inbounds pass. It's getting a little physical here. Marcelino now has four fouls. 3:54 left in the game. Thunder leading it 45-39. Led by as many as 16 in the first half. Cause got it to within two early on in this fourth quarter. Well, the Thunder now leading by six. They have not relinquished the lead at any point. 3:45 and counting. 25 on the shot clock. You think the Thunder will kind of slow things down here late in the fourth quarter with the lead and the possessions. Here's Schmelzley going to work. Right elbow. Gets in the lane. Dump down. Haverkamp wide open. Shot blocked. Gets his own rebound. He can't make the second. Third opportunity is inside up and in for Caleb Strothman. First, you don't succeed. Try and try again. 47-39. Marcelino inside. High off the window. No good. He had a great look. Rebound off the miss by Haverkamp. 47-39, Nemaha Central, 3:10 to go in the game. Here's Carter Hike, now Leighton Thomas, man-to-man here defensively for Perry LeCompton. Schmelzley, left corner, closed out by Habiger. Now Strothman in the lane, back up top to Thomas. Under 3 minutes now to go, 15 on the shot clock, Thunder by eight. Schmelzley in the right corner, back to Hike, down to 10 on the shot clock. Here's Thomas, in between the rings out high, angles right, he loves that deep right wing three, he's only four left. They bounce it into Schmelzley, off one foot, fading away, can't make a tough shot. Rebound Perry LeCompton, Houston Habiger. Thunder wastes some time, but the cause get a stop. 3:36 and counting in this game, 47-39 Thunder. Big possession here for the cause. They need a bucket or two. Well, they can't get two, but they need some points. And a three is good. Count it. Chance for a four-point play. Houston Habiger. Oh, goodness. Well, I see they needed some points. They have a chance for a four spot here on this play. And it's on the foul, Jackson Haverkamp. Are they saying that foul is on the floor? Well, we're going to get a timeout here. They put the three up on the board, so 47-42. It's a 30. We're going to keep it right here. But the teams were lining up as if it was going to be thrown in underneath. Well, let's see if we can get maybe kind of this figured out. If it's not a four-point play, it's at least a big three by Habiger. Maybe that foul was away from the ball. But either way, it is a five-point game. Thunder 47, cause 42. Post-game show once we wrap up here. It's our player of the game. Thunder going for the sweep tonight. It was all Thunder in the girls' contest. They won by 21. Thunder girls undefeated in league play now at 3-0. They have won five consecutive games. And on the opposite end, the Thunder boys trying to snap a four-game losing streak and trying to avoid an 0-3 start in league play, the defending Big East League champs. They have led it wire-to-wire, led by as many as 16 in the first half. Cause got to within two early in the fourth quarter, but now it's five. So the foul was away from the ball. They counted the three, and the Cause had it underneath, and they immediately threw it away on the inbounds. So they kind of let a big opportunity slip away there, but the lead is five for Nemaha Central. 2:20 to go. They have the possession. Cause showing some pressure here in the full court. Schmelzley beats it by himself. Casual with the dribbles between the rings out high. Left side to Hike on the wing. He's had a big night with 13. Haverkamp, short corner left, back to the bucket. Thomas up top, chest pass to Strassman on the right wing. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock, 2 minutes to go in the game. 5-point Nemaha Central lead. Can they get a bucket here? Thomas back to five in the corner. Strassman a deep one. It's an air ball. And grabbing the rebound before the shot clock violation was Colby Krein. Cause get the stop. They're down five. 1:45 to go in the game. Here's Krein straight away. He'll fire. Front rim no on a three. Fighting for the rebound. Nemaha Central has it. Strassman brings it into the front court. Minute 35 to go. 5-point lead for the Thunder. Cause desperately need another stop here. You know John Thomas and crew going to milk as much clock as they can. Here's Thomas with it out high. Man-to-man here. Now Krein comes away with a steal. Turnover by the Thunder. They get another stop. Minute 15, Krein, little turn to the rack. He missed the shot. And a foul as multiple bodies hit the floor. Let's check the call. They call it, I believe, on Nemaha Central on the rebound attempt. They get Strassman with his third and team foul number three. So the Cause have it underneath. Down five, 47-42, minute 12 to go in the game. Jack Mackey's going to check back in here for Nemaha Central. A little more height. Strassman just picked up that foul. Going to have to come out, at least for the time being. Cause need points here. Pass into Krein on the perimeter. Now short corner right. It's Baker. Backed out by Mackey on the wing. Behind the three-point line. Braves lost it for a second. Guarded by Hike. He'll drive. He'll kick left. Tucker, a big three. Front rim, no. Baker, the offensive rebound. We got a minute to go. Another three on the way. Gets the kind touch. Easton Graves. And a timeout. It's down to two. 47-45 with 51 seconds to go. Hustle and muscle on the offensive glass. And we're down to two again. 51 seconds to go. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We're going to keep it right here. My goodness. ...47-45. Where do we even begin? Perry LeCompton, 15 and 3 threes from Houston Habiger tonight. But it was Easton Graves who just knocked down that heavy triple to get it to within 47-45 with under a minute to go. So the foul situation, you got Nemaha who's been called for three fouls. Only one foul's been called in this quarter on Perry LeCompton. Thunder with two timeouts left. Cause have one. 51.2 seconds remaining in the game. 47-45 Thunder. They have not trailed at any point. This is as close as the Cause have been since the early portions of the first. They need a stop. Schmelzley dribbles into the front court, guarded by Baker. About a 15-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here's Mackey up top, hands it off to Hike. 15 on the shot clock, under 30 now in the game. Biggest possession, no doubt about it. Can the Thunder get a bucket? Can the Cause get a stop? We'll see. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Schmelzley fading away, shot short, fighting for the rebound, out of bounds to Perry LeCompton. They get the stop, and they got 16.2 seconds left, down two. And John Thomas is going to burn a timeout here. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. Cause with the possession down two. 16 seconds remain in the game. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Baby, we got a good one here. 16 seconds left to go. Perry LeCompton, they have trailed all night. They are within 2:47:45 Thunder. But the cause out of this timeout will have the possession, maybe a chance to tie or even win it at the horn. Cause, number 9 ranked in 3A this week, a record of 8-2, 2-2 in league play. Nemaha, 4-5. They're trying to snap a 4-game losing streak, and they have led it the entire night. But the cause will work the full length of the floor, left to right, 16.2 seconds left, 47-45 Thunder. Here we go. Here's Easton Graves, heavy into the front court. He gets across the midcourt line, and Matt Simmons burns his final timeout with 11.9 to go. Another full timeout, so we step aside for a quick 30. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Goodness me, Perry LeCompton boys trailing all night. A chance to maybe tie, send it to overtime, or maybe even win it over Nemaha Central. Perry fans loving it. 47-45, Nemaha Central plus 2. Cause have it in the front court with a side-out pass about to be delivered in by Dayton Tucker. 11.9 seconds remain in the game. It'll be Tucker. It'll be Graves, Baker, Krein, Habiger. Five on the floor for the cause. Hike, Schmelzley, Thomas, Haverkamp, and Strothman. Here we go. Pass delivered in beyond midcourt. Working in is Easton Graves. 8 seconds, and we get a whistle and a foul. It's a foul to give, just the fourth team foul against Nemaha Central. They get Carter Hike with his third, so now 7.8 seconds to go. And the ball will be delivered in underneath the bucket. Graves will throw it in. Cause down two. 8 seconds to go. Schmelzley tipped it out of bounds. Oh, right now. Hold on. The closest official said it was touched last by Perry LeCompton. And the other official comes darting in, and it will be Cause basketball, so the call is changed. 6.3 seconds left. Cause underneath towards the corner. Down two. And I think Nemaha Central is going to burn their final timeout, which now no team has a timeout left after this one. John Thomas wants an explanation on that scenario. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. No timeouts remaining for either team. The Cause are going to have it, throwing it in closer to the near side corner with 6.3 seconds left, down two. Nemaha Central led this game by 8 at the end of 1. They led it by 13 at halftime. Their lead as large as 16 on multiple occasions in that second quarter. But Perry LeCompton came roaring back with a 16-6 third quarter. They were down 39-36. They have been within 2 on multiple occasions here in the final few minutes, but they have not been able to get over that hump. But they have an opportunity to maybe send this thing to overtime or maybe win it at home at the buzzer. Brandon Tam and Megan Sturton with you on a KNZA. This one has been fun tonight. It'll be Krein, Habiger, Baker, Graves, and Tucker on the floor for this potential last possession for the cause. Schmelzley, Thomas, Haverkamp, Strothman, Hike. The five on the floor for Nemaha Central. 6.3 seconds to go. Cause to throw it in. Down two. They throw it in quickly. It's Graves. Gets it off to Habiger. 4 seconds. Long two for the tie. No. Tips around. Haverkamp, the rebound. And that's the game. Nemaha Central survives. Houston Habiger, a fadeaway J. Well defended in the right corner. Haverkamp secures his biggest rebound tonight. And the Thunder survive and snap a four-game skid. 47-45, the final score tonight. A lot to digest. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, MSC Sports Radio Network. Appreciate Megan, our studio producer tonight, Brandon Tamman with you. It's a Nemaha Central sweep on the road at Perry LeCompton. If you're just joining us, it was all Thunder in the girls' game, winning by 21, 60-39. But the boys' contest, Thunder came out roaring and built a 16-point first-half lead here at Perry LeCompton. Ultimately, Thunder led it 33-20 at the half. Perry came out dominant on both sides of the ball, a 16-6 third-quarter advantage. Got the cause to within 39-36 going into the fourth quarter. Things got real tight in that fourth quarter. Cause on numerous possessions throughout. I think three, maybe even four times throughout that fourth quarter, they had gotten it back to within 2 points on multiple occasions. The biggest shot for the cause within the final minute or so was off the right hand of Easton Graves, who hit a big three after an offensive rebound to make the score 47-45 with Nemaha Central getting the ball back. Thunder had a chance to maybe get it to four or five, depending on a two or a three, but the cause got a big stop and ultimately got the ball in the front court. There were multiple timeouts called by both teams down that final stretch. Ultimately, the final scenario of the game, it was just north of 6 seconds to go. Perry throwing it in underneath their own basket. They got it out top to Easton Graves, who then quickly got it back to the corner to Houston Habiger. He had his back to the bucket. He tried a very contested, well-defended turnaround fadeaway from the right corner, and it was a long two, so it would have tied the game and sent it to overtime. Shot was long. It was rebounded by Nemaha Central's Jackson Haverkamp, and at that point, he pulled down that miss. The buzzer sounded, and the Thunder survived and nearly blew again a 16-point lead. But the Thunder, a big win for Nemaha Central boys. Again, that snaps a four-game losing streak, evens up their record at 5-5 on the year, now 1-2 in Big East League play. And for Perry LeCompton, it's their second loss this week and their third game this week, as they lost to Jeff West Monday night, beat Donovan West Tuesday, and then losing tonight 49-47 here at home to Nemaha Central. Number 9 ranked Cause dropped to 8-3 overall and now 2-3 in Big East League play. All right, let's go to the stats here in this fun one tonight on the boys' side. We'll start with Nemaha Central, as they had two in double figures, Carter Hike with 13, and then Caleb Schmelsley with 10. Outside of that, 6 points apiece from Mason Chulions and Leighton Thomas, 4 points apiece from Jaden Seitz and Jack Mackey, and then 2 points apiece from Caleb Strothman and Jackson Haverkamp. Thunder did not shoot a free throw in the second half. They finished 5 of 6 at the line, Thunder with 13 turnovers, 25 rebounds, and they hit 6 threes in the game. Perry LeCompton, 13 turnovers, 23 rebounds. In a game that you lose by 2, you look back at some of the numbers, one you kind of point at, it's called free for a reason. Cause were just 3 of 10 from the free throw line in this game tonight, but the Cause also knocking down 7 threes in what turned out to be just their third loss of the season. At Nemaha Central, they let it wire to wire. They almost gave it away, but Thunder holding on 47-45 for the Thunder sweep here at Perry tonight. As always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firm Sultan Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. We'll take another time out. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We'll get you our player of the game. Nope, we're going to keep it. All right, thank you, Jake. Sorry, Jake Spaulding in studio, just gearing us up. Appreciate the communication there, so we are going to wrap it up right here. No break. Apologize for that, but it was a Nemaha Central sweep tonight. Girls game not particularly close. The boys game super exciting in the second half, but ultimately a pair of Thunder victories here tonight. So, girls final, Thunder 60-39. Boys final, Thunder 47-45. So, again, records for all four teams on the girls' side. Nemaha girls have now won 5 consecutive games. They're 6-1 over their last 7. They're 7-3 and 3-0 in league play. Perry LeCompton girls dropped to 1-4 over their last 5, now 5-6 and 1-4. Perry LeCompton boys with the loss tonight, now 8-3 and 2-3 in league play. Nemaha Central boys snapping a 4-game skid, back to 500 at 5-5 and 1-2 in league play. Up next for both, back in league action on Tuesday night. Perry LeCompton back at home taking on St. Mary's. Nemaha Central will be on the road again, this time Tuesday at Royal Valley. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Stick around. Closing some things out. Jake and Boz standing by for the upcoming Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. For Jake and Boz, for Megan, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening to tonight's broadcast here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.